Though the new laws, the Morrison government claims, will help authorities defeat the most depraved criminals operating in the darkest underbelly of cyberspace. Passed by the Senate yesterday, the Identity and Disrupt Bill gives federal police agencies the power to spy on suspects and even take over their online personas.
This is a pretty extraordinary power that these police are going to now be able to have to really crack down on some pretty serious offences, whether it's child sex exploitation, whether it's drugs, whether it's weapons.
The bill was passed with bipartisan support.
It is vital we continue to work constructively in the interest of national security.
But the new powers prompted concern from the minor parties.
The two major parties are in complete lockstep with each other, and they are leading us down the road to a surveillance state.
The federal police will now have three new types of warrants at its disposal. Data disruption warrants, allowing them to change the data belonging to those suspected of criminal activity and disrupt offences such as the distribution of child abuse material. Network activity warrants, enabling them to collect evidence on the dark web and anonymising technologies. And account takeover powers, allowing police to take control of a person's online account.
Previously, law enforcement needed someone's consent in order to take over their online account. But now, Australian Federal Police will be able to do so without that person necessarily realising.